So we will listen to the three sounds of the bell before we start our Dhamma talk this morning. One more time louder to keep you awake. Okay, two, three. I am alive, I am home. In the here and in the now. I am alive, I am home. In the here and in the now. I am solid. I am free. I am solid. I am free. In the ultimate I dwell. In the ultimate I dwell. Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to our annual spring retreat for teenagers, and today is March 29th, 2017. We are at the Westlock Meditation Center. How was your morning? Sleepy? Very sleepy, right? Why are you sleepy? Why? There's a reason. Can you tell me why? If you answer it right, you will have a gift. I know you all have an answer. Just because you are shy and you know that's wrong, that's why you didn't tell me the truth. Is that wrong? What is our wrong? Where is the wrong come from? Where is the... Why this morning we cannot wake up? We cannot, right now, at this time, we wish that we can go back to bed. But is this the time for go to bed? When is the good time? What is the right time for us to go to bed? When? Huh? Last night? Not now. But why we didn't go to bed early and on time last night? Look. Do you see the result right there? all the negative results come from the negative beginning. Did you see that? If we use our time right, like last night we went to bed on time, early on time. Let's say yesterday, last night, I asked you to go to bed at 12:30. So we 2 hours behind because the schedule said light out at 10:30. But you guys go to bed at 12:30 last night. But you did not go to bed. You only go to your room. And you're still doing a lot of stuff behind. No schedule. And then you guys go to bed around 2 o'clock, 2:30 or 3 o'clock. Or some of you go to bed at 1 o'clock, I don't know. But of course, not too many of you go to bed on time. And that's why this morning, even we have breakfast and we are here for the Dhamma talk, but right now our mind cannot receive anything. Because, you know, we wish that we can close the eyes and sleep. And the reason why I write the song here, I have arrived, I am home. Where did you arrive? You arrived to the West Lock Center. You arrived to the present moment. You arrived where you're supposed to arrive. Right now you are here, you cannot go anywhere else. Because you have registered for the spring retreat. And we appreciate you because you take off your time to come. You only do one thing, is take off your time and come to attend the retreat. But if you sit down and reflect, what if we take off our things in order to respond to you? We take off our time. We spend money for food. We spend money for a lot of things in order to make this day possible. You only to come here to play, enjoy, and study. But we did not know how to use our day, our time, our schedule meaningfully. So the schedule we assign become powerless. If it's power enough, we already follow the schedule on time. So this happened in the retreat. It may happen in your daily life. You may not go to bed on time. You may late for your school. You may late for your homework. You have been late a lot of things in your youth, in your time. Honestly, tell Thay, have you ever late for something in your life? Have you? A lot, right? Why? If we follow the schedule, if we follow our program, nothing will be different. I have a friend who come to attend a retreat in the States just a few days ago. So when he arrived to the gate, and he said, "Oh, I still have 2 hours," so he called his friend and talk. And he forgot to check the gate. The gate changed. So he sat there for 2 hours and talked, and when he looked at the clock, his time's up, but at the gate, nobody showed up. He came quickly to the gate and asked the service man. He said, "Oh, your flight departs because we changed the gate." You know what happened? He need to get another flight ticket, and that delay and delay 3 times. He's supposed to arrive at 4 p.m. Lately, he arrived at the airport at 2 in the morning. And we came there and picked him up. We sit there since 4 o'clock until 2 a.m. So when he arrived, he deeply apologized for that. And I share with you the story, no, not to blame, but a story for us to prove. If we, you know, we careless for something in our daily life activity, not only affect us, he is not the only one who delayed, but affect the one who picked him up. They need to stay at the airport since 4 p.m. until 2 in the morning. Is that what? Nothing. So if we have done something wrong, it's not only affect us, it's not only damage ourselves, but that may damage and affect not the people around. It's not a major thing. It's not major. But you keep repeat and repeat. One day you may fall in the major thing. If nothing is major, then what is the major one? If in our eyes nothing is major, then nothing will become something serious for you. Do you see the story I share? So why this morning, right now, we don't have enough sleep? Because last night we did not use our time. We go to bed early, and this morning sleeping will never happen. So, and then because we need to follow the schedule. And when you are here right now, you should sit and with your awakened time and to receive the message. But right now, our head is not really focused because we are very sleepy. So therefore, the first sentence, the first line, I have arrived, I am home. Your home is not only a facility. Home is yourself. Yourself is your home. Do you able to come back to your home? Do you able to come back to yourself and ask yourself a question? What should I do for my life? What should I do for my future? What should I do for my family? Etc. So only these two sentences has already become an object for us to reflect, to contemplate. If you reflect to our daily things and daily life, everything needs to be taken care of. For example, our hair. Do we need to comb our hair? Do we need to wash our hair? Do we need to wash our face? Do we need to wash our eyes, our nose? Do we need to brush teeth? Do we need to wash the body? Just only the body. Every single place we need to clean. How about clothes? We need to wash, dry, and fold. If it's wrinkled, we need to iron. If we have a drawer, a TV, a floor, we need to sweep, mop, we need to clean up the table, we need to wash the dishes. None of the things in this daily life or anything we use without cleaning. Every single thing we use, we need to take in care. For example, this microphone. If you want to use it, you need to, change the battery when it's done. And you need to replace the battery. We need to clean this hall. You know, the night before, we came here to clean the hall, to clean all the rooms, to clean everything and get ready for our 3-day retreat. Then we can ask a question, wow, every single thing in this daily life, daily use, we need to clean, we need to take care. That none of the things in our life that we now need to focus. We need to pay attention to every single thing. When you lock up your car, you drive. Then you must drive carefully because in your car, not only you, but some other passengers too. So the driver has the responsibility
for all the people in his gift. The teachers have the responsibility for his students. Your parents have the responsibility for all of you. And we, each of us, we have to have the responsibility for ours. For example, we say, oh, this team, you wash the dishes. You have to be responsible for your team and for your work. We cannot just register and leave it there. We don't do nothing. Because we don't care. Oh, if we don't do it, somebody else will do it. It's not a serious thing. Just washing the dishes. Yeah, washing the dishes, but you say it not seriously and you let it go like that. And one day you will become to, you will, nothing in this life that becomes serious with you. Even your life, even your school, even your job. I have a young man in Vietnam that I helped him because he was poor. And I helped him to study since he was in grade 8, grade 10, up to the one day he graduated and he had a job. So every year I save money, I send back there and help him for his school. And one day he emailed Thai and he said, Thai, I'm always late for my work. Can you please afford me the bicycle, the motorcycle, so I can arrive to my workplace on time? I did not answer his email. So one day, you know, he keep emailing me. So about the fifth one, the sixth one, I answered his email. I told him, I already helped you since you in grade 10 up to when you graduate and now you got a job. Going to the work on time is your responsibility, not mine. Can you imagine in Vietnam how many people that they need to walk to their workplace, that they need to ride a bicycle, they're taking the bus? If you know you don't have a vehicle, then you have to take more time, make sure you arrive there on time. It's not my business, it's yours. Can you guarantee, since you have the motorcycle, you will be at work on time, or you will rely on the motorcycle and you continue to be late? Maybe you will say, oh, I don't have to worry, now I have motorcycle. I can slip in a little bit more because the motorcycle will bring me faster. Then he will delay and delay again. The point here is not whether we have enough technology or not. The point here is how you behave with the technology. Do not rely yourself on technology. But you have to have the mindfulness how to deal with technology, how to use the technology. You know, in Vietnam, all the youth retreats, every retreat, they got thousands of kids, thousands of teenagers. Some retreat, they got 10,000 of teenagers. So when they arrive to the retreat center, they have to deposit their iPhone. The temple collect all of their iPhones, all of their iPads. Make sure when you come to the retreat, no, nothing with you. So you completely focus your time to what is called retreat. I told you yesterday, if you continue to do exactly what you are told, then there's nothing new for you to be experienced. So where is your home? You cannot come back to yourself. You just let things carry you out. Like this time, you are sitting here, but your mind is busily to somewhere. You are not home already. You are departing to somewhere. And when you bring out your breakfast, you leave your iPhone on the side, you slide, you see who sent you messages, what's news today. You are not there for your breakfast. At that time that you breakfast, you are not home already. you are not arrived already, then of course, since you are not arrived, you are not hope. You arrive to the destination where you're supposed to sit and enjoy your time. So today, at the beginning of the talk, I ask you to sit quietly and follow your breath. Create some of the positive words to walk into yourself. You can have a question. Long time ago, when we don't have a calculator, every single student, they must memorize their timetable. So because of that, that's why they can do their math quickly and with their, you know, with their head. How many of you here have used your head to do math? Or every single thing, you just use your calculator. So that there is nothing wrong to have a calculator. But every single thing will rely on the calculator. And some situations you have no calculator, then what happened? Can you divide? Can you subtract? Or can you add? Very hard. I am solid. What is solid here? Be strong. Be stable. Be yourself. You able to deal. You able to face it. Let's say after today's talk, I will say, please everybody, I will give you a Ziploc. Write your name in that Ziploc. Put your iPhone there and give it to me. I will keep until Friday morning. You willing to do it? No problem. And then you say, oh well, thanks for this program because this means I have to give this to Thai. So I am in the situation that I will live my day free. Free from what? Free from all the technology, all that passion. Can we do that for today? Can we do that? Can we start to do this for this retreat? Just one day without phone, one day without iPhone, one day without iPad, one day without any electric game. Are we okay? You think you're okay? Please strongly answer that. Do you think you're okay? Can we do that? If you can do that, you are solid. Since people have the cell phone, iPhone, I don't have one. Because I can afford for me, but I think I'm not really need now. Until I travel a lot, I need a phone so I can keep track with my flight and contact back with the temple, I will use it. But you never see me have my iPhone in my pocket when I'm home. I only have it when I'm out of the temple. That's it. I don't mean to share with you something, you know, that I practice. But if something good for people, we can listen and we can learn from. If you go to somewhere, you have your iPhone and it's out of battery, you're okay. And if you ask somewhere for the Wi-Fi, oh, I don't have Wi-Fi, we're okay. That means we are solid. We're okay. We are not addicted to anything. It's like you don't drink coffee, but if somebody gives you coffee, you still drink it, but you are not addicted to it. How many addicted to coffee here? No, right? But can you drink coffee? You can drink coffee, right? But you are not addicted, right? There you go. You have to learn it that way. You know, lots of temples that I go to lecture, they don't have Wi-Fi. Then if I say, oh, before they invite me for Dhamma talk,
they invite me to come there for leading their retreat, and I said, are you having Wi-Fi? If you have Wi-Fi, then I will come. If you have no Wi-Fi, don't ever dare to invite me. No, we don't do that, right? We are not addicted to coffee or tea or whatever, but we still can have it. Same thing. Solid means we're able to be strong in things we use in daily life and things that come to us that we need to do. Let's say 2 days ago, no, just yesterday, I complained that my heart, lately I feel it's not beating good, and I always feel pain, and I have short of breath, and lot of symptoms I share with the doctor. And the doctor said, I may have heart problem. So he suggests that I should see the doctor right away. So I will have, after many tests, and they realize that I don't have enough oxygen for my heart, and my heart is very fast, not as normal. And I will, if I'm not solid enough, I will cry and suffer. Why? I'm too young. In this life, anything can be happen. Anything can be happen. Death and sickness not only come to old people. Death and sickness can come to anyone, even if they're still very young. Wrong things can come to us anytime. Accidents can come to us anytime. Because we don't have any, we have no hint what will happen to us next day or next hour. We never know. So the practicing here is we have to be solidity in order to deal and face with many things, especially things that affect our mind. So there are two things that we need to be solid. Solid with daily material. Solid with daily problems. Because life is like that. You accept it, it's still like that. You don't accept it, it's still like that. You happy, you still live. You're not happy, you still live. Then why don't we be happy to live? If you're happy to live, then you have a happy day. If you are not happy to live, you have a sad day. That's all. So free doesn't mean you have nobody prison you now, but you are, why you are not free? The word free here, freedom here is inside, not from outside. Lots of people, they're not in prison. Nobody harassed them, nothing wrong with them, but they still feel that they are not free. They want to go to somewhere else in order to call freedom. But if you have the free from your heart, free from your mind, free from your problems, free from your attachment, then you are really free. You don't have to fight for freedom. Freedom comes to you and you live in freedom. But the answer is, are you free yet? We live in the freedom, but we are not free at all. Because every single thing that we do, we easily do attach. 10 years ago, you're still a little boy, little girl. No iPhones. You're still free. But now you are a little bit older. You become a teenager. You have an iPhone. No more free. Because anywhere you have no Wi-Fi, anywhere you have no plug-in for you to recharge your phone, you feel really uncomfortable. Every minute you have, every minute you attach with your electric bill.
That lesson, very rare that you lift up your book and read. I don't think game is wrong, but we don't use it right and we are not free. We don't use it right, we are not solid. Time to sleep, we wake up, we play. Time to eat, we sleep. Time to study, we have no energy to study because our, the mind, the head is now is full. So just in the ultimate, what is the ultimate? In your own word, please tell me, what do you know about this word? In your mind, what does this mean? Can somebody raise your hand and answer? There's nothing wrong or right here. Just in your own way of understanding and in your own way of daily experience. What is the ultimate? Do you know what is the meaning? No meaning? No meaning to you at all? Do you hear what Andy said? The ultimate is the present moment. The ultimate that when you're able to, be in the present moment with yourself, you don't need anything else around. The ultimate is the time that you're able to sit freely and enjoy your breakfast. Without TV, without newspaper, without iPhone, without iPad, without game, nothing, just drowning yourself with the food you have. Every meal you read, this food is the gift of the whole universe. The earth, the sky, numerous living beings, loving and hard work. You read it. But the word not permeate in you. If you realize the hard work, then you will eat wholeheartedly. You will enjoy the food wholeheartedly. You don't need to bring anything else to appetize you. Like TV, like Facebook, like games. You don't need that to appetize you, to make you happy. How many miss Cô Hoàng? Mấy con nhớ Cô Hoàng không? Who is Cô Hoàng? Can somebody raise their hand and answer, Thầy? Who is Cô Hoàng? Biết Cô Hoàng không? Chết rồi. The lady from Calgary, every retreat you appear here to cook for us. Sylvia's mother. Eva's mother. Now you know her. Every single spring and summer and winter retreat, she took off her holidays and she showed up and grocery and cooked for us. All the way from Calgary. And how about after you back from school, when you step in your house an hour later, 2 hours later, you already have a lot of food at home already. Who cooks? Your mom or your dad? Or your brother, or your sister. So those are the ultimate place and people that we dwelling into.
So this is not just only a song. This is the topic, a lecture, an object for us to meditate on. Meditation, you do not just sit there, sit on the cushion for nothing. When you meditate, you sit there to reflect. To reflect how I have lived. What I have done for this day. I don't want my life become meaningless. I want my life become meaningful. And what is the meaningful day for you? Play all day? No. Study all day? No. The day with everything. It's like you have everything for your on the table for food. Some stir fry, some vegetables, some, you know. When you have a meal, you have few dishes. Same thing, a meaningful day. Oh, I have some time to play. I have some time to study. I have enough time to sleep. I have time to eat. I have time to do this. I have time to do that. It's a meaningful day because only in 24 hours, but I have everything. I spend time for myself. I spend a little bit time for my friends. I also spend time for my parents. I spend time for my homework, I spend time for my reading, stuff like that. And that day becomes the ultimate day. Does that make sense? So I introduce you the very simple song. But to me, it becomes very powerful. Sometimes in this life, something very simple but become very powerful. Yesterday, Thầy Đức Tạng Peter have to drive from here to Red Deer in an urgent thing for Thầy because my mistake, I forgot something to give to somebody for my paperwork. And we have an appointment today at 9 o'clock in Calgary to do my paperwork. And I forgot to give my pictures for that application. So when it's lucky that we realize that they don't have my pictures. And I forgot in my room. And why I forgot? Because everything put in the bag. But somebody, you know, dropped water on that bag. So I take everything out to clean the envelopes. So everything happened for a reason. I already put everything in, but actually somebody dropped water on that envelope. So I take everything out, clean, and I forgot to put back my pictures. When I send back to Calgary, they realize I don't have my picture. Midnight already. So I get ready to drive all the way to Calgary because the application have to be handed in today at 9. Thầy Đức Tạng volunteer, let me drive there. So we think the people in Calgary drive from Calgary to Red Deer. Thầy Đức Tạng drive from Edmonton to Red Deer. So they both meet at Red Deer so it can save half of the way. And I feel, you know, in that time Thầy Đức Tạng drive, I don't know how he's driving at night. He may fall asleep. So, you know, I feel worried and stuff like that. Until 2 in the morning, Thầy Đức Tạng called me and said, Thầy, I'm home. At that time, I feel like all the rocks dissolve from me. I can go to bed. The same thing. In our daily life, there are lots of things can be happening. Sometimes things very simple, but if we just, you know, I just forgot to put that in, it affects lots of people, affects 1.5 hour from Peter, 1.5 hour from another person from Calgary. They go home at in the 3 in the morning. You see? Just a minute, I forgot that small envelope. Things can turn around. And what happened if they don't realize that I forgot the picture? This morning, they bring the whole package in for my application, and I don't have picture. Then more things will be delayed. Major one. So it can become an object for me to meditate and contemplate. So, you know, I just want to share with you how to practice meditation in daily life. Not only in the meditation hall, not only on the cushion. Meditation can be practiced everywhere in your daily life. At school, you see something happen. Take that and become an object for you to meditate and thinking about why this happened. If you in that situation, what do you do? Don't just, you know, careless for things around, because everything can become a lecture for us to learn. And get ready. Things can come to somebody else. Things can come to us. We don't know. For instance, my mother's friend passed away last month. But have you ever think about yourself? I will also lose my mother in one day. So what could I do now? What should I do to make my mother happy now? How can I be fully present for my mother now? Or we just say, my friend's mother just passed away last month and that's it. Look like that only happened to my friend, who never happened to me. That's not right. Your friend's mother passed away, then that also will happen to each of us one day. Because this is the real. This is part of life. We cannot refuse. But the practicing here is we see others in order to reflect us. What happened to others? One day it may happen to us, or it will happen to us. You see that person marry, you will say, I will marry. No, you can say, I may or may not. But his mother passed away. My mother will pass away in one day, because this is the truth. Something you may or may not, but something you cannot use the word may or may not. It will happen. And that is the meditation. So I saw that master passed away, and I guarantee I will pass away. Because this is something happened, will happen sooner or later. So that's why I told all the young monks, anything Thầy is doing right now, please pay attention. Because one day Thầy will die, and they will replace Thầy. They have to do the same. They may do the same. They will do the same. And they may do something even better than what I have done. So please memorize this song and let this song become a prayer for you. I have arrived, I am home, in the here, in the now. If one day you sit down for your dinner or your lunch, you have the habit, put your hand in your pocket, pull out your cell phone. This is the habit. You remember the song, I have arrived, I am home, in the here, in the now. It's not the time for the iPhone. Put it back. Leave it in your pocket. Even somebody, you know, ding-dong, message, free and eat. In the temple, we don't pick up the phone when we have meal. Why? Why don't we pick up the phone? Because eating time is the time to be there for the food and appreciation. Unless, you know, something urgent. Or we assign somebody pick up the phone and the rest of people eat. One body, one person will take responsibility to pick up the phone. So my brother, my sister, you in my heart, in my mind, you are my young students. Lots of you, I have watched you guys grow up. Right? I have seen lots of you since you're very small and you come to the retreat. So you become a good role model for your new friends who attend the retreat. So I think maybe this retreat, we can start another program. Deposit your iPhone when you come to the retreat. Give yourself a chance. One day or 2 days, live free from things, free from material. So you have a chance to live with the nature. You have more time to look at each other more than. Sometimes you guys sit for hours together, but you never look at each other. You just focus to the screen. Is that worth? You are home with your mom and dad, but you never talk to your mom and dad. You never look at mom and dad. You have a grandmother, a grandfather home. Have you ever spent time with him a lot? Are you just, you know, doing something else? And remember, they are getting old. They may pass away any time and you will never have a chance to see them anymore. You think, oh, my brother, my sister, they are still very young. No, please understand that life is impermanent. Sickness can come to anyone. Death can come to anyone. So be fully present for your loved one. Not technology, because technology cannot help you, cannot bring you out of the suffering. If you attach them, they only cause more suffering. Only your loved one, only your loved one able to bring you out of the suffering, because they can feel, they can hear you, they can talk to you. Technology don't. I don't mean to refuse technology. Okay? I just want to share with you and invite you to practice. Be mindful on technology. Be mindful on technology. We use them, but very mindful. Be aware of them. When to use and when is not to. You have months to use them, only 2 days in the retreat. Are you okay with that? If you're okay, that means you have practiced the sentence, I am solid, I am free. I'm okay with it. You know, when you go to, we have Thuc Lam in town, right? At Thuc Lam Temple, we have everything. When we need to use something there, are always available. But when you go to West Block, no, it's too far. We don't have enough. So sometimes we want to have a sugar, no sugar. Sometimes we want some, we're out of oil, but you know, it's very far to find some oil. Then try to use something else. So to me, sometimes we are here, it's good to practice because sometimes we are missing something. We don't have enough for something. But how do we deal with that time? Deal with something that you want but there's not available. Do you understand what I try to share? Okay, thank you for your listening. And let we sing this song one more time. And again, song is not just a song, okay? In Buddhist practice, every single song can be, it contains a lecture in there. It's just not a song. It's a lecture in there. The practice is how you use your mindfulness to read the sentence, to feel the words in the song. I have arrived, I am home, in the here and in the now. I have arrived, I am home, in the here and in the now. I am solid, I am free. I am solid, I am free. In the ultimate I dwell. In the ultimate I dwell. My brothers and sisters, we thank for your presence and your attendance for the spring retreat. And I hope that we have today and tomorrow, so just take your time fully here with us and with your brothers and sisters. Be free from all of the your daily habit, and enjoy the time together. And on Friday, I think we have a picnic, right? What is the program on Friday? Skating? I think we have something on skating or something on Friday. So just today and tomorrow, okay? So enjoy your time. And thank you for your listening. And if you have any question that you don't understand, you are welcome to ask, because Thai and other brothers here for you, okay? Thank you. Please massage your legs. Any announcement?